Hello and welcome to Cemetery Tales Podcast. As we dive into this last part of the three parts about cemetery insights, I want to say thank you for all the listeners that's been listening. As we move forward, as you know, this is Black History Month, and I'm a little behind, but you will see I'll make up for that as we start releasing a lot of episodes before the month concludes on the 29th. It is a leap year, so, you know, 29 days this year. So, I just want to say I acquired a lot of wealth of insights into preserving and restoring, maintaining cemetery grounds, as well as appreciating the historical significance of our cemeteries. You know, we have to remember sometime that preservation is more than just a task. It's a duty. And that duty is rooted in honoring the memories of those who passed away. But also, again, as I mentioned before, about preserving the cultural heritage embedded in our cemeteries. Through these meticulous documentation and this careful observation, we assure that each gravesite is treated with the reverence it deserves. This often involves cataloging headstones or assessing their condition and devising strategies to protect them from further deterioration, further damage. You know, it's a labor of love. It definitely requires patience, attention to detail, and the utmost respect, that deep respect for the lives commemorated. I probably said that word funny, huh? Within the cemetery's gates, you know, on the borders of the cemetery. You know, our restoration efforts it has to be a collaborative endeavor, right? So you got to bring together a range of historical societies, conservationists, and dedicated volunteers, along with, you know, the cemetery workers, all together to embark on a journey to breathe new life into aging headstones, gravestones, tombstones. You know, community is so important, and I think we get lost in a lot of cities. You know, big cities, large cities, mid-range cities, towns, villages. You know, it needs to have that community. We need to come together. A lot of that's lost. You know, a lot of things that we grew up with is lost. Doesn't mean that we can't bring it back. I was going to say found because it sounds right, but to bring it back. And it's possible. We can do it. We just have to, again, we got to come together. You know, when you work in this community in restoration, for example, you can clean away years of grime. You can replace those cracks. You can replace those chips and the headstones. And sometime, you know, when you can even reset them. Again, you don't have to be a mason, you know, operative to fix them. You know, if you are a value listener, when I said operative, then you understand what I mean by saying that as opposed to speculative. You know, so each restoration project is a testament. It has to be a testament to our commitment to preserving the legacy, this physical legacy of those who came before us. We have to ensure that their stories continue to be told for generations to come. When we look at ground maintenance, from a cemetery manager, I feel like that's the backbone of cemetery management. When you have a huge cemetery, you need people. You need assistance, you know, to understand that ground maintenance, you got to provide a foundation, no pun intended, foundation upon which, like, the entire experience rests. You want your grounds to be manicured. You want the edges of your sections to be edged. You know, you want the leaves out of a section, no tree limbs. You know, you want your headstones to be straight. You don't want any leaning. You don't want the monuments picked up. You want your cemetery to be immaculate. You want your cemetery to be beautiful. That's the point. You want to make it stunning so when families come and they're already grieving, they're already hurt, that's one less thing that they have to look around and say, man, all these decorations, beer bottles and wine bottles. Why? There's nothing wrong with, you know, showing love and admiration for your families. But we do got to make sure that we maintain our cemeteries, and that's all of us. When we visit our loved ones, you know, we visiting friends, coworkers. We also just got to make sure that in the process, we just was doing what's right, what makes sense. When you see it, why would I not do it? Sometimes complaining about something when you actually can do it, it matters. It helps, you know. You know, every aspect of groundskeeping is geared towards creating a tranquil, dignified atmosphere for all visitors to pay their respects. Again, we all know it's labor intensive, but you're gonna have regular attention and a keen eye detail. And when you do, the rewards immeasurable. It's when we see families, we find solace and peace, just like they do. It gives us joy. If you were a true cemeterian, as they say, you have a joy of seeing people at peace when they're in your cemetery. You know, one of the profound aspects of cemetery management, it lies in appreciating the historical significance in our cemetery. Each cemetery is a living repository of stories containing the final resting places of pioneers, of soldiers, statesmen, everyday people whose life has shaped the course of history. Right now, I'm in a cemetery right now, and I'm looking to my left, I'm looking to my right, it's headstones, both sides. And I can get out and I can read the name, and if I do background, they had a story. That story, everybody has a story. Everybody's important. Sometimes we lose that too. I'm going to get into that because that's a different type of message. But we lose that too. And we shouldn't. You know. When we understand the context, the historical context in which the cemeteries were established, and the cultural influences that shape those developments of those cemeteries, then we gain a deeper appreciation for the role they play just in history, time, and our memories. So, I guess I go towards wrapping it up. I say managing a cemetery is not a simple job. It's a vocation. It's a vocation that requires some kind of deep-rooted one dedication. Two, empathy. I say this a lot of people that ask me different questions about EQ and why soft skills, active listening. These things are so important. Sympathy, empathy. You get a profound sense as well being a cemetery manager to work in this vocation, a stewardship. It's about honoring the past while serving the needs of the present. I should probably put that on the shirt. I'll say that again. I like that. It's a profound sense of it's honoring the past by serving the needs of the present. Being a cemetery manager, we always want to ensure that these sacred grounds, these sacred spaces, our cemeteries, they remain a source of comfort. They remain a source of reflection. And then what's most important is that they remain a source of inspiration for generations to come, for our future. Thank you.